So I'm a little nervous here. Ian Hageman went and asked a biblical scholar to talk about pledging. So here goes. I'll have to begin by pointing out that the Bible does not say you have to pledge. The Bible does not say you have to give 10% of your income to the church, and the Bible never says that God needs your money. God does not need your money, or my money. I still have 3 minutes left. So what does the Bible say? Is there anything we Christians are supposed to do? Let's take a look at three passages. And we'll begin at the beginning. Genesis 1 tells us that God made the heavens and the earth, and water, plants, animals, people. This suggests that everything we are and everything we have is a gift from God. Okay, what about Jesus? Let's turn to Mark 12. One of the scribes came near and heard them disputing with one another. And seeing that he answered them well, he asked him, "Which commandment is the first of all?" Jesus answered, "The first is, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength.'" You heard it from Jesus. With everything that God's given us, heart, soul, mind, strength, we're to show our love for God. As it turns out, God doesn't want 2% of your income, nor does God want 10% of your income. God doesn't even want 75% of your income. God wants all of it and you. He wants our heart, our soul, our mind, our strength, our body, our schedule, and our wallet. And there's no option for a dual allegiance. Jesus flat out tells us that you cannot serve God and mammon. So God doesn't need our money, but if we want to live a life of gratitude for what God has given us, I think that we need to show that with our hearts, our souls, our minds, our strength, and our finances. And in this day and age, regularly giving 10% is a great baseline, with a strong biblical precedent, I might add. It's a solid reminder that all of it is God's, and we're giving a chunk of it back to say, "Thank you, Lord." So maybe it's not about the music or church school or preaching or a new organ. Maybe it's about saying thank you to God or reminding ourselves that our money's not our own. It's about expressing our faith with action and not just in words. True, it might leave us feeling a little uneasy giving all that money away and trusting that God will still provide for us. But the Bible also says repeatedly that God is faithful. And you can take that to the bank.